way you can't take control.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
hello. Welcome to the live Chicago edition of the Chicken Dish.
Although it's never actually live because we record it and post it later.
Oh, right. But it's live right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the very special Chicago edition.
Chickens are in the house at once! Who else is here with us, Nana?
Russell, David Greenberg,
RDG.
How is it just RDG?
Okay. I'll cut that out in post pro. No, I won't.
I'll get that later.
Say hi to everybody.
Yay!
Yay!
The first guest.
I think that's a great idea for you to have guests.
Well, you're our first guest. We're going to ask you some questions.
That wasn't agreed.
You got to come closer, though. Speak into the microphone.
The magic microphone.
I'm actually impressed with the studio you have here.
Thank you. Thank you! So, Russell, it is, what time? It is 12:01 a.m. on Friday night.
My aunt would be shocked that I'm still awake.
Because he never stays awake. The original second Chicken Hud is in the building.
Woo! We're raising the roof.
Okay. Because it is 1991.
Nope,
because
it was a recent version.
She's
going to
pop
there singing
a holiday.
Yeah. She's going to... There it is. Then she's going to sing the thong song by Cisco.
I believe that was the
2000s. Annie is drinking out of a grown sippy cup.
Please tell me you're going to post the pictures.
Obvi. We'll be posting some pics on the blog to go along with this episode that include Annie and I wearing chicken beaks. And
so instead of work, I shouldn't eat with a combo in my mouth.
Shouldn't eat with a combo in my mouth.
With a combo in my mouth. We're going to play Where Are the Chicken Beaks?
Yeah, we're going to play Where in the World is the Chicken Beak, which is kind of like Where's Waldo minus the sweater and the dorky hat. Plus a chicken beak.
Instead, we will be...
Yeah. So, so anyone who comments on the blog, that was so Chicago, I'm like, blog.
Anyone on the blog.
Anyone who comments... And he just passed out. Anyone who comments on the blog and can name any of the places where we're wearing the chicken beaks... will win, what? One of my sweet and sour meatballs?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a little mini quiche?
Oh, a mini quiche.
Wow, that was getting close.
I like to call them quiches.
You did an awesome job cooking today. Everything that you cooked for your party was outstanding.
We haven't had the party yet, but Russ is already... Russ, tell them what you've sampled. Tell the people.
An amazing pasta salad.
A delicious seared scallop salad.
There's no scallops, but it's still delightful.
Okay, so you sampled some pasta salad. What else?
The meat dip. The hamburger, what is it called?
Hot hamburger dip.
I'm sorry.
It has to be hot.
It's a family recipe that has been around since I was like 8 years old, and it was always called hot hamburger dip.
Hot hamburger dip.
Oh, California's got a problem with my accent. Sorry. We always called it hot hamburger dip. Or as Anna would say in her native language, hot hamburger dip, eh?
Wait, what would you say?
That was like Irish. drinking.
I love that.
Two of the three of us. We'll let you guess. Two of us have been drinking, one has been smoking. You decide. Here's what I'll say. Anna's drinking out of a sippy cup, I have a straw, and Russ is eating combos and Skittles.
It's a breakfast scramble in the microwave.
And he and I may have just fought about who's making the breakfast scramble. Because he was trying to go get lollipops next door.
Right.
Help drink water.
That doesn't make sense.
I drink water without needing a lollipop. That's like the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Have you noticed how many glasses? Why are we talking about glass of water?
This is what we do.
It's chicken. I'm trying to drink as much water as I can.
But you need a lollipop?
Salt and it makes it easier to drink. You don't have anything to flavor water. It's just a lot of water.
I have stuff to flavor water.
Oh, well, now you tell me. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Still 12. We've only been recording for 4 minutes. I know it sounds like forever.
Wait, where are the minutes?
I just know because, well, I can actually change that, but let's not do that now.
Oh, okay.
Is this about the time where that long pause comes and you come back on? Is that post-production?
Annie. Why so short? Annie, why don't you tell everybody what we're doing this weekend? Let's switch places. That was Annie puking.
I was not puking.
Come on, yet.
It's going to end up in the lost files of the chicken.
This is a very special weekend.
Aww.
It is a celebration of Becky's life. Her 30-something birthday. And Russ is pulling out hot combos from somewhere. We're not sure.
I just asked him for a combo and he gave it to me and the cheese is melted.
Ew.
Yet still delicious. So we're about to turn in like 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And this is also the weekend where we celebrate the gay, lesbian,
transgender, bisexual, sexually curious.
What did I used to always call this weekend that you know you?
Ben gay.
That's what, no. You've been trying to get Ben Gay out all night.
You said it. Let's call this Ben Gay weekend.
Remember they call that birth gay weekend?
Call it birth gay because essentially God made it. This is kind of cruel. God made it so that I was born the same weekend that the gays celebrate their pride.
Only in Chicago. But not all gays celebrate their pride now.
A lot of them do.
It's all around this time. I bet you there's one in New York coming soon.
True story. I feel like this weekend, because of the Haymarket riots, this is like the weekend that people celebrate it. Because this is June 28th is when the Haymarket riots occurred in New York.
Actually, it's the most entertaining parade ever in the city.
Yeah.
But Russ might not go.
If there's one thing we love about the gays, it's their love of parade.
If there's one thing we love...
Flamboyant, which is pretty much what a parade is all about.
Okay. Exactly.
Alright. I'm sorry, Annie. Get off track. Tell us more about your... Tell us more about what's going on this weekend.
So there will be a pre-gay pride party. And...
Ben Gay, it's so much easier.
There's a Ben Gay party tomorrow.
At Scott's house. Becky's been slaving away in the kitchen.
She's tired! Wait, can I just interrupt you really quick? Mm-hmm. Here's my thoughts on my cooking for this party. Everyone who I've been saying that, like, oh, you know, I gotta get home because I'm cooking, and they're like, for your birthday? And I realize that it's because I'm a super control freak. And I like
I was giving an agreeing nod.
Yeah. She just get in person, not even on FaceTime. Oh. So I liked, everyone's like, why would you cook for your own party? And what they don't know about me is that I like to control things. And I like,
we do know that.
What?
Oh, was that all that?
Frog here. So I like having the control over like what's going on and like what food's gonna be served, and oh, Russ is just chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool and all.
Listening.
So I like having the control over what's happening, and that's why nobody can ever throw me a surprise party, because I would freak out and punch somebody in the throat.
But we did throw in for you.
I punched somebody in the throat.
But we did, sidebar, have a surprise party for you sophomore year of college.
Sophomore year in college, 6 months after my birthday.
No, it was a month before your birthday, because we were never in school when her actual birthday was. So we, someone took her out somewhere. And
you took me out.
That was, oh. Someone, me. And then when we came back to our dorm room, we're like,
this like super hot Asian. Oh, me? Weird.
And then she's like, wait, whose birthday is it?
Yeah. Obviously, then they brought me back to my dorm room, and they're all like, surprise! But it was like a month and a half before my birthday, so I was like, oh my god, whose party is it? Yay! And I didn't know. And then they're like, it's your party. Which is super cute, and BTW, the only way anybody could ever surprise me, i.e. 2 months before my birthday,
right,
in a dorm room.
I.e. you're going to have to help a little fella, as he's now called, because I told
him. Wait. Need to let the audience know. Little Friend, previously known as Little Friend, is now known as
Little
Fella. Or as I like to call him, Lil Fella. That is spelled L-I apostrophe L-F-E-L-L-A.
Okay, gotta put an H at the end.
Ha.
Little ha.
Little fell ha.
Fell ha.
For those of you who don't know, I do an awesome Kermit the Frog impersonation.
We don't need to make that.
That's the difference between the men and the boys.
Yeah, so here's, boys do a Kermit the Frog impression that goes like this. Are you cool, Kermit the Frog here? Men or ladies do it like this. Hey ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Did anyone really pick up that it was Kermit the Frog?
You all did, because it's thebomb.com.
What?
I know. Ew, I'm mad that I just said that. We're gonna cut that out in post.
That was way worse than raising the roof.
Although, it's usually not red, so I'm not sure what's going on up there.
Okay.
Ew, Ralph, stop spinning. Put it back in the cup.
Oh, it's going to be all combo. Juicy. That was a cheap one.
I mean, that's the third time
tonight. Russ has been laughing. So, what? Stop. What? It was a fur.
Don't swat the computer.
Stop swatting. Russ has laughed so hard hanging out with Anna and I today because we're the bomb. That, why did I keep saying that? Oh, the bomb jumped the shark like 2 years ago.
It's been 4 hours of continuous this.
Come closer.
Oh, weird again.
Oh. Russ will eat anything as long as you heat it up.
Oh, weird again.
I know, as he puts anything in his mouth.
that too.
Wow, no, Rihanna.
Russ actually tagged on one of my pictures because I was like joking and we took a picture together. Oh, I'm like, we took a picture together, and then I go, oh, you know, everyone's gonna look at this and we're gonna be like, oh, that's when shit got weird. He tagged it as, this is when shit got weird. So all these people were like, thumbs up? Like,
I love Keith's line.
Thumbs up, guns up.
Oh my god, that's
get her some combos.
Point. I don't think the combos are good while recording.
Yes, they are. I love a dry tongue while I record. Anyway,
I just fell asleep.
Oh, come on!
I'm sorry, I've been in 3 time zones in 3 weeks.
Annie!
I'm just it's saying.
Like, I was in a time zone yesterday.
You can't get bored.
And now I'm in one now.
I know.
Her directional cue was more energy.
Yeah, so here's what I said to Annie. We need to amp it up! Because I'm the only one, I'm always the one who's up at like 4 a.m. Like, let's get this party started! And it doesn't have anything to do with drugs, people. I know what you're thinking. It's just, true or no, I don't need to sleep as much as normal people.
No. Have some kind of.
Can we go back to the drugs comment?
About what?
Hey,
did you hear that Chicago is going to decriminalize pot?
I thought they did a long time ago.
Untrue.
You only that's what Brian told me, that you only get tickets.
That's what the mayor came out this week saying he's for it.
I thought they'd been doing that.
Well, it's a good thing because my porch is having that ticket tonight.
I was like, what was that ticket that I got?
Why do you keep doing that?
Why do I smell the back of your hair?
You don't. My back of my hair smells like sweat and hot hamburger again.
It's like,
all my rest is like, I'm still into it. I'm still into it.
Wait, man. You had some of that hamburger dip?
P.S. If you haven't had my hot hamburger dip.
It sounds dirty.
No, it's good.
I know, but I just got the sweats. I don't know why. My hair's falling out.
Are you alright? You have so much anxiety.
I don't look sweaty.
Take me in New York when I just stand outside. I was embarrassed because I made out with...
Nobody.
I made out with somebody. And then I got embarrassed.
What was his nickname?
We can't say. No. Involves his real name.
Great job of editing.
I know! Usually,
that was a really good job. It came to you like a light bulb.
I know!
That too.
We are both like,
his nickname is his real name. Kind of. Magic.
Were those jazz hands?
Totally. Listen, I was in dance team for like 27 years, so I know, remember when I used to try to teach you the hands?
Mm-hmm.
Jazz hands?
Candlesticks? Drumsticks?
No, daggers? Buckets?
God,
blades? Russ has been around Anna and I together for the first time in what, like 4 years, and he's pooped his pants. Literally.
Whoa, that's...
That was sexy time.
Right that.
Literally. No, but Ross is used to being around Anna and I because he used to be our landlord.
Like, I had just moved here, and
no,
we went to Boss.
She always says, do you remember that? No,
that's why I left.
years.
But anyway, so I'll just refresh you. So we went to Boss Bar, and then after we're a little bit tipsy, and I would see someone long distance. Becky's like, why don't we go buy a porn and a vibrator? So we went to the porn store next
and he was
store.
Whipping me with
and
the
and he whipped me with the riding <towel. laughs>
The guy the person working was like, is it okay that he's doing this? We're like, no, here's what you don't get. He's our landlord. Totally. And then like every time I would come home drunk, he would never lock his door, so I would just bust into his house, jump on him and like beat him in the face and bite his face.
I see.
Oh.
True story. Ew. Luckily, I've never actually seen Little Russ. That's like natural habitat.
Damn.
I don't think I have. I mean, I probably have, like, in theory, but I was...
You did come in an awful lot and beat me
up. I remember having several messages, because then he would call me...
Get out! Ow! Ow! Ow!
That was when you went through your...
Notice he never locked his door.
But that was when you went through your biting and kicking phase.
Scott says every once in a while, like, still break it out. Calm down.
I'm just saying, you did that one time.
That was at the time you would come in my house and sleep on my couch because you had a scramp in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Every time I would hook up and I didn't want it, I didn't want the guy to still be here, I would just go sleep at Russ's house and I would wait till I heard my door shut. I would wait till like 6 in the morning and I'd be like, ugh, why is he still here? So I'd go sleep on Russ's couch and then I heard my door. He would like, the hookup would pretend, like, would think he had to sneak out of my house, but really I was like, I don't want him here! So I would go, like, wait on Russ's couch till I heard the door shut, and then I would look back in my house and be like, oh, God. Ugh.
He has to bring home a lot of gays, too, and sit up and talk all night.
Untrue.
Well, there was a time we brought that gay stripper home, but he wasn't really gay, because then he, like, masturbated next to me.
And he had thumb cuffs.
Well, that's the weirdest, like, the reason why that sticks in your mind.
That was the weirdest night ever, because we...
Ever! Weirdest night ever.
Yeah. But I remember that guy, like...
Because he laughed and he was like, parting is such sweet sorrow. I'm like, get out of here.
You had thumb cuffs in your backpack.
He rolls up on the couch, opens up his backpack, pulls out lube, thumb cuffs.
I had seen a man give another man a blowjob in a bar next to me that night. And then we were in the back of a bread truck.
Right.
We, like, broke into a bread truck
We were helping bring in the morning delivery.
And then another gay man. It was, like, a weird gay love triangle because this gay guy loved the gay stripper who loved Anna, who loved me, who loved somebody. Like, it was, like...
Yes.
It's weird, and
the old gay guy was trying to get us all to go back to his place because he had an awesome bed.
Yeah, he's like, I have an awesome bed. All right, wait, this podcast has gone horribly awry. I think we forgot we were recording. I'm going to go ahead and stop this right here, and...